Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody, and as always, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening to the show right now live or you're listening to the show after we've archived it, that's one of the greatest things about this show, is that you can listen to it live and participate or send in through the chats, or you can listen to the show after and you can listen to it again and again and again. Anyway, our goal is to try to bring you useful information and information that means something to you. Again, we don't necessarily fit everybody's need at everybody's time. However, there's always somebody out there that can actually gain information and hopefully useful information from the show. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a topic that is quite interesting in the sense of it probably doesn't make any sense to most of you. What we're going to talk about is the 12 by 12 by 12 rule. And this is a rule that I actually got from reading books by Dr. Ivan Meisner and a few other people, but mainly Dr. Ivan Meisner and, of course, some of his other authors and co-authors are some of the people that actually helped me. And if anybody would like to know more about the subject that I'm going to talk about in depth, I would advise you to please go ahead and get the book Network Like a Pro, because Dr. Meisner and his co-authors talk very much in depth about it. What I'm going to talk about today is the subject as a whole, but again, you know, to get that book, it'll give you an overall understanding of how networking works and the things that you need to do to actually improve your networking. A lot of us out there are networking, and a lot of us are really bad at it. And when I say we're really bad at it, I'm talking about you have some people that are natural networkers. Usually they're pretty good at networking. But again, it takes practice and it takes some effort. And also, not only knowing what you know, but putting what you know into practice. As someone said to me, you know, you don't necessarily have to get paid. You should get paid more for what you know, because you can make more off of what you know than most people, because a lot of people don't realize that they know a lot of different things. However, very few people put it to practice. Very few people take the actions necessary to take what they know to the next level, to take what they know and share that information with other people so that they can not only grow their own networks, but again, grow themselves. And most of us, again, are so busy talking that we fail to acknowledge a lot of the great lessons or life lessons or business lessons, professional lessons, all of those things that we need to do. So today we're going to talk about 12 by 12 by 12 rule and some things that I would like you to please keep in mind or keep in mind as you listen to what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the 12 by 12 by 12 by 12 rule? What it is basically showing up and showing up with the best foot forward. As everybody knows, in the first couple of seconds, a person decides whether you're a fool or whether you're not a fool, whether they want to talk to you or they don't want to talk to you, whether they want to listen to what you have to say or they don't listen to what you have to say. Well, first off, before we even get into that, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to do a lot more business and make a lot more connections if you talk a lot less. So this is that mindset of less is more. Because guess what? As Dr. Ivan Meisner says, as Mr. Bob Berg says, as John Maxwell says, people don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. And the first thing to do that is for you to show that you are legitimately interested in what they have to say. Most of us are so busy trying to be interesting that we miss the boat. We miss that key bit of information that someone shares with us because we allowed them to go ahead and talk. We allowed them to get what was in their system out of their system. We paid attention to what they were saying. We listened for the little clues and the little details that we needed to hear so that we could better assist them. Because guess what? If you shut up long enough and you really listen, I'm not talking about just sitting there and paying lip service. I'm talking about you actually paying attention to what the individual is saying and being involved in the conversation. A lot of us, especially in networking events, we're just waiting for our chance to pounce. We're just waiting for our chance to jump in there and say something. However, that's the wrong way to do it. Take a networking event as a learning experience, as a learning opportunity, as an opportunity for that person to help you be able to help them, or to get that person to explain to you so that you know that you may not be the person to help them, but you may be able to refer them to somebody else that can help them, or may be doing the same thing as you but can do a better job because of their particular specific needs, goals, wants, and desires. So when we talk about the 12 by 12 rule, what I'm really talking about is how you show up to the meeting and how you present yourself originally. First off, you want to be prepared. When you go to an event, what you want to do is you want to look the part. You want to look like you're prepared to be there. You want to be included as a actual player in the game, as somebody that's got something to share. So, because remember, this is face-to-face. And face-to-face, there's a whole other cadre of different things that now become available to the individual that you're going to talk to. All right, they're looking at your facial features, they're looking at your dress, they're looking at your language, they're looking at your presentation, they're looking at your dialect, they're looking at all of these other stimuli or stimuluses that are actually coming to them. Now, when we talk about the 12 by 12 rule, the first thing is from 12 feet. How do you look to the person that's seeing you from 12 feet away? Okay? Are you looking like somebody that fits the part? Are you looking like somebody that's there to do business? Are you looking like a professional? Are you presenting yourself well in your dress, in your manner, in your walk? Is everything where it should be? You know, we all have the little joke about the person that goes to the bathroom and comes out with their shirt, the back of their suit jacket tucked in the back of their pants because they went to the bathroom, okay? Or they've got toilet paper stuck to their foot. Or they're wearing inappropriate clothing for the event. So how do you look from 12 feet away to the people that you want to present to in the room? You're walking into a room of a lot of people in most cases, at least 10, 20, or 30 people. In that room, you're looking for people that you can grow a relationship with and that you can network with. And from those relationships, get to know each other better to where now you have the relationship where you know and trust those people, because people like to do what? People like to do business with people that they know and trust, okay? If you're a B&I person, they call it visibility, credibility, profitability. So that is part of it, the visibility part. That's somebody seeing you and getting to see you on a regular basis again and again and again. And then again, you not only talking the talk, but walking the walk. The next part of the 12 is 12 inches, all right? Now, from the distance, you dazzled that person. You look the part. You look like you're ready to do business. You look like you're a professional. All of those different things that need to play in, need to be in there. Your body language is correct. Your dress is correct. You've got your act together from the 12 feet away. So from 12 feet away, you look like somebody that a person wants to do business with. You look like a professional. You also need to, of course, make sure you've got your business cards in place and that you've got your business cards in one pocket, and anybody that you meet, you're going to put their business cards in another pocket, right, showing that you're ready, showing that you're prepared for this interaction, for this business thing, because it really looks crazy when you go to give somebody your card and you give them somebody else's card and then you give them somebody else's card and then you give them somebody else's card, it starts to mess up the presentation that you gave. Okay, so now 12 inches. You're in the 12 inches range. Well, now you're interacting with that individual. Well, guess what? How's your breath smell? That's that 12 inches. They can probably smell your breath from that 12 inches. How's your cologne? Is it something that's going to be overpowering, or is it something that's going to be neutral? Do you have on deodorant? All of these different things. I know it sounds really common sense, but a lot of people drop the ball on that when we're talking about the 12 by 12 rule. So, again, from 12 feet, how do you look? What type of presentation are you presenting to the people that are in that room? Then from 12 inches away, what type of presentation are you presenting to those people that are now 12 inches away? Because now they're seeing you in all your grandeur, all right? They're seeing that you cut yourself shaving. They're seeing that you don't have a proper haircut. They're seeing that your mustache isn't trimmed. They're seeing that you got on too much makeup. They're seeing that you're wearing gaudy jewelry. They're seeing all of these things that could be turn-off signals to the individual that you're meeting with, okay? So that's another thing that we need to talk about. Now, you've gotten past the 12 feet. You look good. You're in order. You've got your business card straight. You've got all of your information there, and you're ready. Now, you've got the 12 inches. You've got your 12 inches worth of information, or you're sending off the correct information, and basically you've now, they checked off the 12-foot list. Now they've checked off the 12 inches list. Breath is okay. Excuse me. The business cards, you've got them. You're ready to meet somebody. Now, are you, again, being interesting, or are you showing that you're interested? Now, part of this is going to be what from some people call your elevator pitch. And when you give your elevator pitch, if that's what you want to call it, or your introduction to yourself, your business, or however it is that you want to do it, here's what I want you to think about. What I want you to think about is that the first 12 words that come out of your mouth are going to be critical in setting the groundwork, or setting the stage, so to speak, for how this person is going to respond back with you and how you and that person are going to interact. Now, a lot of people start off with, I'm John, blah, 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 and I do whatever, whatever, whatever. Well, it doesn't really matter if you start off with your business name or with your name or what have you. But you need to have a presentation that's going to be different. Most people have a boiler type of presentation that they put out there. Your presentation needs to be something that is individualized yet and unique. And when I say individualized and unique, you also need to express to people what your business is and how you can help them. Because what is everybody in that room looking for? They're looking for the old, great, and all-known WIIFM. What's in it for me? Why should I talk to you? Why should I want to talk to you more? Why should I want to do business with you? Again, you've passed the visual with the 12 feet and the 12 inches. Now you need to speak and do a presentation that draws that person in, that makes that person want to continue a conversation with you and feel that you're worth talking to. Yes, we know that you are worth talking to. However, you need to convey that to a total stranger that doesn't know you from a can of paint. And those first 12 words that come out of your mouth are going to be critical to that because, again, everybody's busy, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in that room, to a certain extent, is hustling. They're trying to do business. They're trying to make contacts. They're trying to get to know the people in the room better. They're trying to present themselves as best they can with what they have. So what's one of the other things that most business people don't do that all business people need to do? You need to rehearse and practice what it is that you are going to say. And I know it sounds like you're not going to be natural with your presentation. It's going to seem like a sales pitch. It's going to seem like you're selling something. Well, I have a question for you. Part of everything that we do has a certain level of acting. It has a certain level of practice. Nobody came out of the womb walking or crawling. You had to grow those muscles. You had to develop those muscles to be able to walk, to be able to crawl, to be able to run, to be able to jump. Well, guess what? Your networking presentation and your ability to communicate with people is also a learned skill. Nobody was born knowing how to spell or how to read or how to write. It was something that you had to practice. And in the business arena, sometimes we have to do that. A lot of you people are in a perpetual state of frowning. You look like you're mad at the world, yet you're in a business meeting. Who wants to talk to you if you look like you're ready to choke them by the neck? You know, you get people talking about, I got to put my business face on. No, you got to put your I don't want to do business face on, especially, or you will be putting that on if you have a frown on your face, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Okay? I'm not saying you need to be Bozo the Clown. I'm not saying that you need to be smiling at every breath you take. But what I am saying is that you need to be presentable when you deal with other people, when you confront other people, when people meet you for the first time. Because if you want to grow your business, then you have to be approachable. You have to be the type of person that another person can look at and say, I want to get to know him more. I want to get to know her more. I want to know more about their business. You have to be approachable. And too many people in business are very much not approachable. They're very much not sociable. They're very much not the type of people that draw in conversation from other people. So you want to be that type of person. Again, I'm not saying the life of the party. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is somebody that other people want to meet and want to get to know better because they have a presence. You know, there was a gentleman by the name of Joe Gillum who I met. He passed away some years ago, not that many, but a few years ago. And Joe Gillum was the type of person that said he never smiled. So he had to teach himself how to smile. And eventually his smile started to become, he was a genuine person, but it just wasn't part of his makeup. He worked on it, and eventually his smile started to become more natural, not just for the people that were in the room that were meeting him, but for the people that knew him and for him. The main thing was for him. So have the first 12 words that come out of your mouth roll off your tongue pleasantly, all right? Have it to where they mean something to the individual that's going to be listening. And again, you're listening to them to try to get clues on what it is that you need to say. But you need to have a ready and memorable response for the individuals that you're going to be talking to and you're going to be presenting to for the very first time because they're evaluating you. Just like you should be evaluating you, they're evaluating you. So to get the most out of a business meeting, because we already know you've got a great product. We already know that you're passionate about what you do. We already know that you're the person that they should be doing business with. However, they don't. And because they don't know it, you have to get them to want to know it. You have to get them to want to do business with you. Understand that you're a sincere individual that wants to talk to them and wants to know more about what it is that they know and what they have to offer. So we need to create an atmosphere that is positive to where you can get in the position to eventually present yourself as in selling what you sell or offering whatever it is that you're going to offer as your product. So I hope that I'm not losing anybody, and I hope that everybody's still tracking with me. But again, those 12 or 20 words you choose should be quick and come off the top of your mouth with no problem. They should be informative without sounding like an over-rehearsed and contrite statement or statements. They need to flow, and you need to say them again with sincerity. So what I tell most people is, think of it this way. If you went to a Broadway play, okay, and at that Broadway play, the actors and actresses were to walk out with the scripts in their hands for the first time. They hadn't rehearsed it or hadn't practiced that script. Would you stay to hear the whole show if they were reading it for the first time or they were reading it for the second time? Most people would be going back to the front desk and telling them, I want my money back. Okay, I came to see a show. I came to be entertained, I came to be informed, and I came to see a show, and these guys don't even know what they're doing, and they're stumbling all over their feet and all over themselves. Well, guess what? When you go to a networking event and you don't have something to say and you can't present yourself correctly, that's what you're doing. And guess what? You're going to get people who are going to respond with their feet. They're going to respond without calling returning calls. They're going to respond by not paying you really any attention, okay? In the business world, ladies and gentlemen, we already have enough people that talk the talk and don't walk the walk. Don't you be one of them, and don't you add to your business failure. Networking works. However, it is networking. And as Ivan says all the time, it is not net eating, it is not net talking, it is not net sitting, it is networking. It requires work. It requires effort. It requires your constant and active participation in the game. And the game is putting your best foot forward and representing yourself, your family, your company, and all of those things that you represent when you walk into that room. Because the bottom line is what? You have a product and you want people to get it from you. There are a lot of businesses and a lot of people that go out of business because they fail to present well. They fail to do what they're going to say. And that reputation stays forever. Clients are constantly bombarded with different information. There's 1,000 people that do the same thing that you do probably in your own neighborhood. And if you live in a small town, there's at least 3 or 4. Well, guess what? You don't want to be the 4th person on the totem pole if everybody's going to 1, 2, and 3. And if you've got even more people, that's more competition for you. So you have to constantly add value. Did I say price? No, I said value. And what is the value? Making that person feel special, doing what you say, talking the talk and walking the walk, and presenting is part of that presentation. Your physical presentation, your verbal presentation, and your presentation of action by doing the things necessary to show that you're the person that they want to do business with. It's really that simple. So again, the 12 by 12 rule talks about how do people see you from 12 feet away? How do people see you from 12 inches away? And what are the 12 to 20 things that come out of your mouth when you first introduce yourself to a potential client or a potential customer or however it is that you want to do it? And are you going to add value to their life? Because they're going to make a serious determination from those first few seconds, those first few words, and the things that come out of your mouth. Don't put yourself in a hurt locker by giving yourself a disqualifying grade off the top. Go in there like 100, leave out like 110. Present well. Practice what you do. Don't be afraid to go up to people. Don't be afraid to constantly look to grow your skills as a networker, as a speaker, as a presenter, as knowing about your products, knowing about the other products out there. I'm not telling you to be a guru of everybody else's stuff. What I'm telling you is to do what you can to be the best person for the individual that you're talking to and that you're going to be dealing with. Don't walk into a networking event blind. Again, look the part before you go to the event. That's number one. 2, make sure your body language sends the right message that you want to present to the people there. 3, make sure that you've got your act together. And 4, again, make those first words that come out of your mouth succinct, smooth, practiced, but not rehearsed and contrite, but to where it's a natural conversation. Also, for all of you that are trying to network or say you're networking, stop again, and I say this again, trying to qualify the room. You have no idea what anybody in that room has to offer you or offer you. So you need to talk to everybody in that room with respect, and you need to try to talk to as many people in that room, okay, so that you can express to them that you are interested, not interesting, and that each person in that room has value. Don't alienate yourself by alienating somebody else and losing out on an entire ton of business or opportunity. Because most of you, that's what you're doing. Stop hunting. Start farming. Build relationships that you can go back to again and again and again. Get other people to see that you're giving so much value that by knowing you is a privilege. By dealing with you and by allowing them to let you deal with their friends, they're adding value not only to their friends and to you, but to themselves, become an integral part of what these people see as quality. We all see quantity nowadays, and everybody's into convenience. How about convenience quality? A lot of us aren't giving that anymore, all right? Customer service is really weird nowadays. It's not as congruent as it used to be. You know, the word customer service used to mean that you had to give quality and service and be professional. Well, not a lot of people are professional anymore. And even those are somewhat professional, they're not giving the level of quality necessary to have success and to do the things that they need to do. So how about you being different and you being a person that gives quality, gives substance, and is able to share information and a phenomenal service with people that they want and need so that you can find the success that you want. As Zig Ziglar said, help enough people get what they want, and you'll get everything that you want. May not be right now, it may not be today, but in the long run, if you can stay the course, you'll find success, and you'll succeed in whatever it is that you need to do. So, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope that the information is useful, and if you have any questions, please feel free to let us know. So now you know what the 12 by 12 by 12 rule is. And again, like I said, I would recommend that anybody that's looking to learn more about networking, get the book, Networking Like a Pro, Turning Contacts into Connections by Dr. Ivan Meisner, David Alexander, and Bryant Hillard, and read it, and then apply it. Get yourself a credibility partner, somebody that can go in there with you and you can work together. If you're into networking, BNI, which is Dr. Meisner's, is the founder and chairman of that, get out there and find some BNIs. There's over 6,200 chapters throughout the world. They must be doing something right, without question. Anyway, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. As always, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, wishing you much success. Take care, be well, and again, thank you for listening. Please share the show with anybody and everybody that you think it could help. And again, we're always looking for people to call in with questions or comments, but it's not required. Have a great day. Take care.